Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Before we get to the mock draft that we were telling you about, the Pistons that we've been mentioning have media locker cleanout day. That doesn't mean that like Birchie's there cleaning out Isaiah Stewart's locker. It means the players have cleaned out their locker and then they talk to the media.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, Cade Cunningham is speaking now, and some of the things he said, according to Amari Sankofa of the Detroit Free Press and James Edwards of The Athletic, on the extension. I think it's pretty obvious. I've definitely had that on my mind. At the same time, I've been making sure I don't get ahead of myself. Knock on wood. You never know. I could get into a car crash. So it's day by day. Great.
Well, he's got that auto insurance.
Yeah, that's right. Cure. He also says about his season, I was turning the ball over like crazy at the beginning of the year. I feel like I've settled that down. My shot, I feel like I got it to a good point. All this about consistency. You're only as good as your last game. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's a decision that's going to have to be made. I assume whoever is the new president of the Pistons, because we believe that's going to happen, or Tom Gores, whoever is going to make that decision, that Cade will get that extension if he wants to, and I think he does.
Well, I mean, this is the big question they've got to ask themselves is, do you build around Cade? Or continue to build around Cade or not.
I would, because I think he's, unless, I don't know what you could get for him. That's the thing.
Well,
I
mean, if he's only as good as his last game in a loss to Memphis, 110-108.
They lost?
I know, I'm just going to shock you, it was a loss. But he scored 36 points in the 34 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
Made 3 of 4 3-pointers, had 8 assists, 4 rebounds. I like Cade a lot. I think he's really, really, really talented.
You just wish he was. You could see him play with better players.
Well, I wish I could see him play. That's the problem. Is he played 64 games his rookie season before he got hurt, or started hurt for a guy that worked out there. Then last year he only played 12 games, and then this past season he played 62 games. So here's a guy who's only played 138 games in 3 years.
True. Now look, if the Pistons had something to play for, I think he would have probably played the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, sure, but nonetheless, he's out, and so is everybody else on the team that they sat out. Jalen Duren, and you know they would. Everybody was sitting out games, and you know Grimes never came back. And was that just, hey, why bother? You know, get healthy in the offseason. We'll look at you next year. Fontecchio and all these guys, but you know, Cade went 17.4 his rookie season, 17.4 points. Then jumped it up to the next game. Next season, only 12 games, was 19.9. This season, which just finished yesterday, 22.7 points per game, so almost 23 points a game. He had a bunch of 30-point games. He's shown that he has gotten better. I agree with him that he's gotten better in terms of taking care of the basketball, and he's improved his shooting. His three-point percentage jumped up from 28% last year to 35.5%, which is still below what you want, But
it's pretty close.
Yeah, but it's getting better. And so I can appreciate that. And I do think, obviously, with him on the floor, it gives the team the best chance because he is a very gifted player. But can he and Jaden Ivey coexist, right? And that's the question we're all asking.
Now, well, that was the big problem that everybody had with Monty Williams. He somehow got in the doghouse, and then he wasn't playing, and then all this.
Last year sucked for so many. Both of these seasons have sucked. But last year, for me, it sucked big time because you didn't get to see Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, and Cade Cunningham play together because Cade only played the 12 games. So you threw the other two rookies into the fire. Do what you can. Sink or swim, right? And, you know, they had their ups and they had their downs. And we're all excited about this year. And then again, various times, people weren't healthy. And when they were, can they coexist? It doesn't look like they can. And then when you count them out, then they'd combine for like 60 points. You're like, wait a minute, they can't. I don't know what the right answer is. And this offseason is so vitally important for the future of this team.
They have to get guys who know how to shoot the frickin' ball. That's what this game is about, number one, obviously. But now the game is about more of an outside shooting. And they never developed any outside shooting presence. Joe Harris was like the only acquisition they had under the Weaver administration who actually could shoot the ball from the outside, and he got hurt. His career is basically over. I mean, Sadiq Bey was okay.
Fontecchio now,
yeah. But even before that, look at the draft choices. Cade was not a great three-point shooter.
Luke Kennard.
Ivy was not. I'm talking about under Weaver.
Prior. Oh, gotcha.
Ivy was not a great three-point shooter.
No.
Duren, obviously not a great three-point shooter. Asar Thompson is not a three-point shooter. It's like, what games are you, what sport are you watching? You have to get guys who can shoot. And they never did that. It's the most poorly constructed roster of all time. And the fact that the Detroit Lions had the same amount of wins this season as Detroit Pistons tells you everything.
That's pretty amazing when you think of that. But with this, you think of all the players you didn't play. I mean, they acquired Grimes and Fontecchio, and then they played very little games with the Pistons because of injuries and shutting things down. You know, does that help? And those are two guys I think can help this team for the future. I think Fontecchio could flat out shoot.
Yeah, if he'd be a great first guy coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Grimes, he plays
and Grimes
good
plays defense.
Defense.
At least he plays defense, which is okay. That's again a piece coming off the bench that you can look at. But it's clear that Weaver's got to go.
Weaver's got to go, and if it wasn't the coach, he's got one more year before he has to go.
Well, you got to find somebody it's going to listen to what the vision is from Monty Williams. What are you really trying to do? And does it meld with whatever GM you're going to bring in? They need to find.
Did you hear what Monty Williams said yesterday, by the way, after the game? I saw some of it.
About the
we've poured the foundation.
No, we dug the foundation.
We dug the foundation. We got to put the cement.
Now we got to pour the cement.
Put footprints or handprints or whatever. It sounds exactly like Troy Weaver talking about a restoration when he took over.
Right.
It's just so depressing, and I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's go on to something else.
Stoney, I was gonna offer something up to you.
Go ahead.
Knowing that they're going to be guaranteed a top five pick in what looks like one of the worst drafts that we've seen.
Yes.
Is it because we know to be anything in the NBA, you have to have superstar players.
Correct.
And the only way to get superstar talent is either by getting one in the draft or by trade or through free agency, but free agents aren't going to come here, right? Is the lure of maybe the top pick in the draft? Let's say they end up getting the top pick after the
lottery. Of course they will, because they didn't get it last year when they wanted to get it.
Fair enough. So let's say they get it. Is the lure of that number one pick, and if you were to package that with Jaden Ivey, is that enough to land a superstar from another team?
Depends who that superstar is. If you're going to tell me, you can get Trae Young. No! I don't want somebody like that. I want a good team player. I mean, I don't know.
De'Aaron Fox. I don't know. Just throwing a name out there.
He'd be interesting.
Is that something, Kang, is that something you would be a possibility to package the number one overall pick and
I don't think Sacramento
Jaden
would
Ivey?
Do it.
But.
No one on this team is untouchable.
Correct.
To me. So if you're asking me that question, then, you know, hey, explore all options. But it goes all to the root of the problem, which is the guy making the roster.
Right.
And so I don't care, like,
right,
yeah, whether you bring back Cade or make a trade or whatever, you got to get it right from that position, whether it's the president or GM. That guy has to come in and he has to make the decisions. Do I extend Cade? Do I move? You know, how quickly do we want to push this thing forward? And so with the Pistons, where they're at, they've gone backwards.
Right. The funniest thing is, when we believe what Gores was saying, is these reports that there's going to be a president or whatever, that they want to have, you know, have synergy from the organization. So you're going to bring another, you know, management guy in, but you're not sure you're going to fire Troy, and you're still going to have Arn, and you're going to have this. What are you doing? That's just...
Well, we'll wait and see what they end up doing.
I know.
But I think if...
Pat Riley ain't walking through this door.
No, he's not. But if I were able to speak to Tom Gores, you know, yeah. I would say is...
You would say, lay off the hair gel?
Well, I would say use your resources that you use to get Monty Williams. Because at the time, look, Monty Williams is a great coach, was going through a rough time. Not sure if this was the best opportunity for Monty Williams to show what he's able to do. But use those financial resources and go out and find the best GM that's out there. If they're attached to another team, offer more money, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Why not?
But
hey, I know you're making $5 million at GM of this team.
But who's telling him which guy to get? Because somebody told him about Monty Williams. He ain't a basketball fan.
Well, Monty Williams.
Somebody told him to go get Monty. He thought of Monty Hall from Let's Make a Deal, for crying out loud. The amount of money that he saw was behind door number two. Crap.
Well,
all right.
Monty may have made more sense a year off the game than he did right after, because obviously he had the personal issues with
Good. You negotiate with yourself. That's what they basically did.
So, Stardust want to talk about the Pistons, so we won't talk about the Pistons, even though we just talked about the Pistons.
I know.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We do have this mock draft we want to get to. We'll do that
How
next.
How about one quick thing?
Yeah. More Pistons.
No. Breaking Detroit news.
Oh.
GM's moving out of the Redsen.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're moving to
which is kind of sad, I guess. I mean, it's cool, a brand new building downtown, but sad that you're leaving the iconic building from downtown.
Yes.
I don't know what the future is of the Redsen.
I know.
Which is, again, it's sad because it's a really cool
building. Please don't move us downtown.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.